WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
Devastation across the southeast. Hurricane Helene taking the lives of 91 people and leaving 2 million homes and businesses without power. ABC's Faith Abube.
In Asheville, North Carolina, Helene and a separate system dumping 14 inches of rain combined and as much as 30 inches in nearby mountains, triggering flash flooding and landslides. More than 500 National Guards members joining local emergency responders, conducting search and rescue missions, delivering supplies, and working to restore infrastructure. Asheville's water system severely damaged, too.
Israel firing further into Lebanon following its assassination of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah over the weekend. Dozens of U.S. ports could be shutting down at midnight if the union representing 45,000 dock workers carries through with the threatened strike. In the nation that sparked the Industrial Revolution, Britain's last coal-fired power plant closes today. Most of Britain's electricity comes from renewable sources. This is ABC News. In Austria, a major win for the far right.
As Freedom Party leader Herbert Kickl sees it, the win opens the door to a new era. From this point forward, he says, the Austrian people come first. So fed up were the voters with the traditional choices, seen as widely out of touch, party was able to secure the first far right win in a national post-World War II parliamentary election there.
That's ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk. His music touched a lot of people. The entertainment world remembering a legend after the death of Kris Kristofferson. In 1985, he helped create the country supergroup The Highwaymen, heard here. After a career that included writing songs for Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, Patti Page, Kenny Rogers, and recording his own classics like For the Good Times and Me and Bobby McGee, his movie credits included A Star Is Born and Convoy. Kris Kristofferson was 88. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Packed right, load. Words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A downsized Trump rally in southwest Wisconsin. The Republican nominee for president wanted to campaign outdoors Saturday at the Prairie du Chien Airport. But the rally got moved to an indoor performing arts center that seats 650. It's because several Secret Service agents were providing security at the United Nations General Assembly meetings in New York. The disgraced former chancellor of UW-La Crosse is fired again, this time from his teaching job. Jimmy Kuska has the latest on Joe Gao.
Gao was fired as chancellor in December after UW officials learned he was producing and appearing in online pornography. Earlier this year, a UW-La Crosse panel recommended removing Gao from his faculty position. The Board of Regents listened to 45 minutes of discussion before making the decision in closed session. I'm Jimmy Kuska.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Coach Matt LaFleur said the team started slow but finished strong.
Unfortunately, we just didn't get enough completions, but I did think he looked, as the game went, it seemed to me that he looked more and more comfortable. We made more explosive plays, which is tough to do when a team's sitting back in two shell.
Green Bay Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low 80s for a high this afternoon. So one more warm day. We have a cold front that's going to come through tonight. A little breezy overnight. Low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high tomorrow only in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap all the news that happened over the weekend. I'm sure nothing will happen. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's a beautiful morning.
First of all, you guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
I love your show. I listen all the time.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
No, it's disgusting.
It is.
It's a ploy.
Right?
It's like I picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
God, it's all toilet sounds.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Well, a good morning to you, too. It's nice, you know, nice to see those smiling faces.
Sure. 92.7 WMDX, Madison, the John and Gordy Show for a Monday, and the last day of September, 6 minutes past the hour. It's going to be beautiful today, sunshine, high near 80. Terry Bell joins us from the newsroom. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, guys.
So, the big story.
Clearly, Hurricane Helene, Tropical Storm Helene, and all the devastation that's being wreaked on the southeastern United States.
Yeah.
Latest count now, 102 dead over six states. The hardest hit, Asheville, North Carolina. One community, just one community where 30 people are confirmed dead.
Wow.
It's just tragic.
It's just amazing to see all the coverage. I mean, it's just tons of flooding, mudslides, the whole bit.
Yeah,
it's just awful.
This is devastation that this area and not many areas have seen ever in modern history. Just absolutely unprecedented.
Well, Florida, I mean, always, you know, seems to get hit the worst, but then to just have it go inland and right through, right up the coast.
Georgia, there are parts of Georgia and other states that's just never see this kind of an impact.
Right, it always goes to the East Coast.
Right, yeah. Right. So this is another thing that makes this unusual. There were areas where people, you know, there are parts of the country where, you know, kind of being on hurricane alert is part of your life, but right. And other parts that are being affected by this storm, these are hitting people who are not used to having to prepare for this kind of weather.
Yeah. Breaking all kinds of records and right. not in a good way.
No, it's
awful.
Yeah.
So I believe President Biden's going to visit sometime this week.
That's what I understand.
Yeah.
Later this week.
So you saw, turning to other news, you saw Donald Trump at Prairie du Chien.
He was in Prairie du Chien.
What was that like?
It was sort of not what I was expecting. It was in a relatively small space.
Yes. 1,000 people or so?
A high school auditorium. Yeah. Officially, the room seats 650, and there were some seats cordoned off for the media. So, I mean, I'd put it in the maybe 600 to 700 people range, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The former president was, I had to say, the tone was rather subdued. In all fairness, they were, you know, addressing a serious topic. I think the crowd was maybe hoping for a little more of an upbeat affair.
What was the topic?
Crime and immigration.
Okay.
The former president is trying to draw a straight line between immigration and violent crime, which statistics show us just isn't the case. Mm-hmm. Not that there haven't been undocumented immigrants that haven't committed some some terrible crimes or been accused of some terrible crimes. But statistically, very few of them are committed by immigrants of any kind. If you're going to be a victim of a violent crime, you're far more likely to be victimized by a native-born U.S. Mm-hmm. citizen than an immigrant. But Donald Trump would like to have you think that if we, you know, crack down on immigration, then violent crime rates will bottom out, which mm-hmm. Statistically doesn't hold up.
Yeah. So set the stage for me. I'm just curious, what's his warm-up act? I mean, who gets out there first before Trump shows up on the stage?
Well,
some local politicians, I imagine.
A couple local politicians. Congressman Darren Van Orden was there. The police chief, the sheriff. Okay. Over there, and a couple of women who lost loved ones to fentanyl. Mm. And so I think that all kind of contributed to maybe the more subdued atmosphere of the proceedings. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it wasn't a rowdy scene. Trump spoke in a subdued kind of fashion for him. He brought it up a few times. Yeah. The crowd mainly sat quietly and listened. A few times, people in the crowd tried to get some energy up, but that's what struck me. I was not prepared for an event quite that. The word I keep using is subdued.
Well, they changed the event. Were there a lot of extra people standing outside?
Yeah, thousands
trying to get
and
in?
Thousands of people outside. I imagine.
I don't know about thousands and thousands, but you know, it was the sidewalks were jam packed. Yeah. There were a lot of people around the high school. I can't speak to exactly how many people left after the people were seated in the auditorium. Mm. But, you know, it was, you know, for scale, I mean, it seemed to be a lot of people there.
Well, let's listen to Trump's impression of all of this.
Okay.
Let's play this.
Sure. Yesterday, and except for the fact that the administration would not let us have the people, we had 50,000, maybe more people, and we were going to do an outdoor rally, and we ended up having to do it inside in front of about 1,000 people. But we had 50,000 people that showed up, but they didn't want me to be outside. They said they couldn't get us enough people because they were guarding the United Nations and Iran. The president of Iran is here.
No, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. Actually, the reason they had the smaller crowd, the smaller venue, is because they don't have enough security to cover that entire area, or at least the planned events area.
The outside.
They didn't have enough Secret Service. All the official word that I've been getting was that the demands on the Secret Service because of the United Nations meant that there weren't enough agents to make an outdoor rally safe and secure. They wanted to have it in Prairie du Chien. I don't think they were going to have an outdoor rally anywhere else. I think they wanted to be in Prairie du Chien because an undocumented immigrant there is in jail accused of some pretty violent crimes, and I think it was hoping to use that to make his point.
Mm-hmm. Well, Terry, thank you.
Right. Oh, thanks,
appreciate
guys.
You.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you.
So you still have the Trump pompons? Did you bring them in?
I'm just a neutral observer.
Okay. All right, man. As a collector, I asked you to bring some in because,
there was plenty of merch.
Okay.
Was there? There were lots of stands, lots of trucks, lots of people selling Trump merchandise.
Hey, I got a theory on the reason why he's selling $100,000 watches.
What's the theory?
I'm not gonna break it here.
Later. Something
okay.
Later. Okay. Thanks, Terry.
Little money laundering idea.
Well, okay.
Let's go to Joe. Joe's on the line right now.
Yeah. Joe, go ahead with your comment. Good morning.
Hi there. How you doing, guys?
It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, I heard that accordion music in the last hour and figured I better call. It was kind of the siren song to draw me in.
Okay.
Of course.
Actually, I was very interested in commenting. Sam, I believe, in the last hour was talking about the flooding, the hurricane action in Florida. And I just wanted to throw into the mix, one of the biggest problems they have in Florida is based on geology, which is that they've got this limestone bedrock, and apparently it's incredibly porous. So it just comes up from below. Mm. It's a huge problem in the Keys, but also in Miami Beach, where they'll have what they call sunny day flooding, which is, you know, bright sunny day, and there's a king tide, so it's bringing in ocean water, and that ocean water just comes up from below, and the streets will start flooding, and it gets to be, you know, even more problems because you've got salt water, which is corrosive, and so it can bother the be an issue for sewage treatment plants, for water, fresh water plants,
and
so
electric cars too. I'm reading electric cars are blowing up. In the flooding,
Well, how about underground, you know, wires, the whole thing?
And so it's more pronounced, the problems in Florida, just because of the geology that they have. And when they look at how do you deal with that, the fact you got this porous limestone through much of the state, particularly it's a problem in the Keys and in Miami-Dade area. Mm. But they said this wonderful language that I'm sure you guys have seen in government documents, quote, solutions are not simple. This presents complex challenges, you know, and it's true because then in hurricanes, particularly if you have a king tide where there's a lot of water coming in anyway because of the tide, you have the geology hitting, you have a storm surge because there's a greater amount of energy pushing that onto the land. They're looking at some real issues, and the insurance issue is profound. They are really struggling down there. And my understanding was back in 2008, there were several of the big insurance companies, I believe Allstate and State Farm were two of them, who just said to the insurance commissioner, if we can't raise our rates by 40%, we're just leaving. We are leaving Florida. And, of course, it was a big blow up. And this is when the Citizens Insurance came into being. Yeah. And they also said you can't sell insurance, car insurance in Florida unless you also offer homeowners insurance as another way to get around it. But man, it's failing because it is such a profound problem. The storms are getting bigger, as obviously this last week showed us. So interesting little sidelight, which is just the geology and the topography have a big role to play in all of this stuff. And the topography, obviously, from what's happening in Asheville and other places where you get these steep sides and stuff, the water just races down the hillside. So our hearts go out to these people, but then there's the issue of who's going to pay for when it comes to cleaning this up. Now, in Florida, it's legal to go without homeowner's insurance. Not a good idea, but it's legal to go without home insurance.
Yep. They let people go broke. Bankrupt them. Lose their house.
And it is one of the states with the highest percentage of homeowners without insurance. Mm-hmm. So, I can understand in some ways it's not the most brave approach by Mr. DeSantis just throws a bag over his head and says, we're just not going to mention climate change.
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, I read that post just earlier on the program where they don't have an income tax, so they don't have that to draw from in order to help pay for homeowners insurance. I think the idea is really, I think what you're bringing up here, maybe we have to abandon Florida. We can't live there.
There is one of the insurance articles that I was looking at was talking about how to deal with this. And again, in terms of cute little phrases, the phrase used was planned retreat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Retreat.
Well, Joe, thanks for calling in. It's good to hear from you again.
You bet.
All right.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.
All right.
Thanks. 7:18 coming up next. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist, find out what we're in store for as we move into the first week of October, beginning tomorrow. That's coming up next on the John and Gordy Show for a Monday on 92.7 WMDX.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX. When you hear that music, you know that Brittany Rouleau is about to tell us the weather forecast.
That's right.
taking a little break from her quest to find the chalice, the yes. One cup that, you know, restores your youth.
That's it. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you guys? How was your weekend?
Good.
Doing well.
Good.
Doing well. You went up north doing That's some right. traveling. Yeah. Travel just about every weekend.
Rock
some...
climbing, fossil hunting.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Parachute jumping.
Paragliding. Yeah.
Paragliding. What did you do?
That's what I should have done. Oh, goodness. Well, I went up north. I did some waterfall climbing.
Oh,
which was
no.
Awesome.
Wait a minute.
So it's funny that you said rock climbing. Yeah.
Oh, climbed up a waterfall? What?
Yes. Well, I mean, we're kind of been in a dry spell, so there's really not too much water going through it at the moment.
Oh, okay.
It's a perfect time to do so. So you just kind of get the water shoes on. You go into the woods.
Yeah.
You get in the water. Yep. I mean, it's summery feeling.
It is.
Why not?
Yeah.
Got to do it now.
It's not slimy or mossy or anything like that. You don't want to get your hands all full of moss, right?
I know, it is kind of. That's why you need those special water shoes with that grip, because you put your foot on there, you'll be in the waterfall.
Do you wear a helmet and some protective padding in case you take a tumble, or how's that work?
I do, just because I'm accident prone, right? I'm always out in these situations, so I just like to make sure.
Wait a minute, you're a klutz and you're doing these
That's
things.
Impossible.
Okay. All right.
Well, no, I wouldn't say I'm a klutz. I think I just put myself in so many situations that if you keep repeating it one time or another, it's... No, you never know.
You're going to get banged up a little bit.
Okay. So usually you have somebody with you, some spotter, right?
Yes.
Somebody to help you out in case you break your back again.
Absolutely. Never do this alone. You need someone in case.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you need
now.
That life alert on you or something.
That's good. That's good. So we're looking at October coming in here and some fall-like weather ahead of us.
Yes. Well, first, I should tell you, up north is beautiful, like fire red trees.
Oh, really?
Just the colors are starting to really get vibrant. Yes. So kind of like Eagle River area up towards the UP, Iron River. Whew, amazing. Yeah. So they're probably going to be at peak, if not this week or next, because like you said, these temperatures are finally going to start matching it. Cold front moving through tonight. So today, beautiful, sunny, summery, low 80s. Fantastic. Enjoy it. Because the cold front comes through, those winds start to get feisty, and by tomorrow, we're going to be wearing something else. Long sleeves, jackets, high of 65. It's going to be breezy still. So it's going to be feeling more like those upper 50s once you factor in those winds. And the fact that we haven't really felt that coming off 80.
Yeah.
Good old 20 degree.
Well, I know what, you know, watching the Packer game, they had a camera shot of all the fall color. And it was just great up there near Green Bay anyway.
Yeah. Oh, and some of the leaves starting to change around here too. Yeah.
Good.
Quite a bit.
Best time of the year.
It is.
I think so, too.
It really is.
All right, Brittany. Well, thank you. We got to move along.
You're welcome. Sounds good. Have a good day, guys.
All right.
Yeah. Talk to you tomorrow morning. That's Brittany Merlo, our Civic Media meteorologist. And this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
John, you really ought to get one of those. You slept less than 4 hours last night.
Yeah, what's the deal?
I can't get back to sleep. I can't sleep.
Why?
On a Sunday night. I don't know what it is.
You got to get some melatonin or something.
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe in that, but...
why are you so wound up at the end of the weekend?
I don't know. I can't figure it out. It's just ridiculous.
He gets
dead
a small
tired.
Taste of freedom, and he just can't help... Like, his body will not let him go back to working at a radio station.
Here's the thing, you know, I'm watching TV, you know, on a Sunday night,
right.
And we're watching Saturday Night Live, you know, re-recorded.
Yeah.
And I'm falling asleep. I'm passing out. Ann's waking me up, right? I got to go to bed. I can't watch the rest of this. I go to bed. I can't sleep. So apparently I have to watch TV in order to go to sleep.
That's the message I'm getting.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's get into something. Okay, this is really good. Okay. Now, this is good. The Trump... $100,000 watches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Heard about those.
This is something else.
Nice watches, huh?
Somebody thought about this a little bit here. Yeah. And Ron Flipkowski, who does a lot of posting on X.
Right.
Yeah, let's just play a little bit of the ad so you're familiar with the Trump watch.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. It's your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, here to introduce something really special. I think you're going to love it. My new Trump watches. We're doing quite a number with watches, and the quality to me is very important. The Trump Victory Tourbillon. This isn't just any watch. It's one of the best watches made. It's a tourbillon watch with almost 200 grams of gold and more than 100 real diamonds. That's a lot of diamonds. I love gold. I love diamonds. We all do. Only 147 of these extraordinary watches will ever exist in the world. And owning one puts you in a very exclusive club.
It does.
I have watch number one, and I'm going to keep it. It's mine, and
that's the way
I want to have it.
Each watch
is numbered and extremely rare, a true collector's item, and it includes a personal letter signed by me. Get your Trump watch right now.
Oh, God.
It's Trump time.
So, okay.
He sounds like James Austin Johnson, the SNL guy.
Exactly like him.
Yeah.
The guy on Saturday Night Live actually sounds more like Trump.
Right.
But he calls it a tourbillon.
Yeah, what is
it? The tourbillon watch, right?
Okay, I don't know.
Well, it's spelled tourbillon. I don't know where he got tourbillon from that, but tourbillon. So it's his tour, and he's raising billions.
Is this legal? I mean, can he? Tell me the story.
The in-depth investigation into these Trump brand tourbillon watches reveals several aspects that could potentially enable secretive and unregulated financial activities. Key to the controversy is the method of payment accepted for these watches. Buyers can use Bitcoin, a digital currency favored for its anonymity. Okay, that's the first thing. And then Ron Flipkowski, the editor-in-chief of Midas Touch, highlights a disturbing possibility. He says, with this, Trump has created a vehicle for foreign leaders and oligarchs to bribe him openly.
How's he?
Just to buy a watch.
Yeah.
And now remember, there's only a limited amount of watches.
Right.
But who's keeping track? No one. No one is. So they could just keep getting $100,000
from anywhere
purchases from foreign leaders,
foreign countries,
and it's called money laundering.
Yeah, and there's only 4 weeks till the election, five weeks till the election. So
this is going to go on forever.
Yeah. Wow. 7:29, and it is 60 degrees. Highs near 80 today. Back with more of John and Gordy in just a moment on 92.7 WMDX.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Nearly 300,000 homes in Wisconsin use propane as their primary heating source, and there's a better way for you to keep track of just how much fuel you have this winter. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll talk more about it next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Cheryl Lytle joins us. She's the executive director of the Wisconsin Propane Gas Association. She advises investing in a tank monitor this season. It allows you to keep tabs on your propane supply from your smartphone.
Goes on your tank, and then you can see how much your supply that you personally have on your phone. And it also has an app, and when you're down to about 25 to 30%, that's about time to call your provider and say, I'm ready for my next fill. So just keeping up on your own supply is beneficial. And if you have any worries like that, I strongly suggest looking or asking for a tank monitor.
It allows your propane provider to also keep tabs on your supply and give you a call if you're getting low. Wisconsin is one of the top five states for propane usage. We'll talk more agribusiness news next.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoys comes from farmers who take pride in raising a wholesome, high-quality product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Here's what's happening in agriculture on a Monday. Colombia has lifted its restrictions on imports of U.S. beef. Colombia had placed a ban on beef from 13 states affected with the highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle. The bans started in April of this year. The U.S. Meat Export Federation says exports went from $3 million a month to less than $1 million in that time. It allowed other markets, such as Canada, to gain market share. Now there's work to be done for the U.S. to gain that market back. In other news, if you have an idea to build the skills of dairy students, support dairy producers, or increase public trust in dairy, you could get up to $10,000 to make it happen from Dairy's Foundation. The deadline to apply is December 1st. You can find the materials at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low 80s for a high this afternoon. So one more warm day. We have a cold front that's going to come through tonight. A little breezy overnight, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high tomorrow only in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Dan Davies and Craig Kinnett talk about their giant spider invasion event. And
the lovable producer Connor will give a full report after watching in person the green and gold take on the purple people eaters.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
If Kamala is reelected, your town and every town just like it all across Wisconsin and all across our country, the heartland, the coast, it doesn't matter, will be transformed into a third world hellhole. That's what's going to happen, 100%. Remember, there's a hat that's made that sells like crazy. Oh, there's a fly. Oh, I wonder where the fly came from. See, 2 years ago, I wouldn't have had a fly up here. You're changing rapidly, but we can't take it any longer. We can't take it any longer. It takes centuries to build up the unique character of the United States of America. Centuries and centuries, goes on forever. Good and bad, it all comes out, and we ended up with a great country. But in 3.5 years, they've really destroyed our country.
Wow.
They've really destroyed it.
Where are you going with this?
And we can fix it, but you know what?
You can fix
in 4 years, it's going to be too late.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
Just like we've seen in London and Paris and Minneapolis and Aurora and Colorado and Springfield, Ohio.
Where else?
But I'll not let it happen here in Wisconsin. Okay. I'm not going to let it happen. You're not going to let it happen.
No.
And I will not let it happen to
Where?
Prairie Duchin.
Good.
He read it right.
Right off the prompter.
He got it.
Prairie Duchin. Right?
Yeah, 92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show. Special dedication today. Chris Christopherson passed away.
Yeah. 7:36, sunshine this morning. We're at 60 degrees. Our high today, close to 80 or just above. And looking good for the rest of the week. Some cooler air moving in for the first week of October, beginning tomorrow.
Well, that was a ridiculous rally that he had.
In Prairie Duchin,
yeah. Just, just one mumble thing after the next. You know, they always fun of Kamala for reading off a teleprompter, right?
Mm.
But Trump is reading off the teleprompter, telling people that she's reading off the teleprompter. And the worst thing about Trump reading off the teleprompter is that he's bad at reading.
Yes.
Right?
I was going to say, we got a call during the break from Dick, who he was trying to look for the perfect word to describe Trump's rally in Prairie Duchin over the weekend, and he came up with demented because he said it was worse than normal.
It is. Well, it was awful. At the same time, you know, he was out doing this tour of his, this endless rally that he's, I guess, had since 2020. Kamala went to the border,
yes,
right?
And right.
I got a call from my mega friend in Milwaukee, and he's
really?
Saying, you know, that's Kamala. Oh, she goes down to the border. Wow, what a mess. That's ridiculous. What is she going to do down there? And I said, but you wanted her to go down there.
Right.
Why are you complaining now that she's been down there?
Right.
So
what was his explanation?
He didn't have
that.
An explanation. Well, she just goes down there just for show, you know, just for pictures, which is exactly why Republicans go down there. I don't know.
Maybe
he doesn't know that.
Mm.
So anyway, let's listen to Trump talk about this. It's cut 96 about Kamala going to the border.
Did you denounce the bomb threats in Springfield, Ohio?
Wrong.
I think that's 196.
196. I'm sorry. That's right.
An illegal alien who was led into the United States by Kamala and her lax law. They every one of my killer. We had the great. He would have never been able to get in.
Huh? What?
She stopped every single one of them. She was the border czar. Now she doesn't admit that. Whether you call her a czar or not, she was no czar because she really wasn't a czar.
She wasn't a czar.
They've been
calling her a czar, claiming she was the czar. And now he goes out and he says, no, she was never a czar. All right. You know, just finally nail it down, will you please? Okay. So anyway, her recent visit was criticized by just about everybody, including Arizona Senate candidate Kari Lake. Why don't we listen to this? It's cut 200.
Welcome back now to the border, the open border. On Friday, the vice president traveled to the southern border in Douglas, Arizona, calling for tougher border security measures, despite having an open border policy throughout the Biden-Harris administration that has seen more than 8 million people illegally enter America, hundreds on the terrorist watch list, thousands of others already having committed murder. In a statement to Fox News, Homeland Security says this: the data in this letter is being misinterpreted.
It is.
The data goes back decades. It includes individuals who entered the country over the past 40 years or more, the vast majority of whose custody determination was made long before this administration. It also includes many who are under the jurisdiction or currently incarcerated by federal, state, and local law enforcement partners. Joining me now with more on the Biden-Harris border crisis is Arizona Senate candidate Carrie Lake. Your reaction to Kamala Harris's border visit in Arizona on Friday?
I found it despicable. She spent 20 minutes on the border. She's been the border czar, Maria, for almost 4 years now. And she came down, I think, to make her friends in the mainstream media happy so that they could finally say she visited the border. Spent 20 minutes staring down at her feet, standing next to the wall. And I was surprised she didn't call Joe Biden and say, "We did it, Joe. We destroyed America," because that's exactly what they're attempting to do.
I can't believe this. No, here we are, you know. Go down there. Go to the border, Kamala. And she goes. And now she
gets criticized.
It's all wrong, right?
Oh, let's go to the phones.
Okay,
yeah.
Mark is on the line. Yes, Mark.
Go ahead, Mark. Good morning.
Yeah, it's for the isn't the picture that Trump was portraying at that parade of shame there of the immigrants? Isn't that the guy who said that Dane County had and sprung the guy, and then he went to a parade of shame and committed his crime there?
I think so.
I've got that mixed up with some other.
I don't know.
You know, it
sounds familiar.
So confusing. It's just so confusing that these guys spout these lies like this, and the media tries to cover it. And like your friend, your mega friend there, you know, they just don't see the facts, and that borders. There's no Biden never declared an open border.
Right.
I mean, the only people that are talking about open borders are Republicans.
Yeah, which is encourage immigrants to come up because they think it's open. Yeah. and you know, they showed the people milling around at these rallies.
Sure.
They don't really pay attention to anything he's saying. They're just kind of moving around in their seat, and they're getting up to get refreshments.
Right.
And they're kind of, you know, changing seats and stuff like this. It's like almost, you know, a thing that they have to do to just stay busy, to stay aware that they're still awake. You know, it's just.
And they start leaving after about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Mark, thank you for that
Mark.
Call.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. We appreciate it. If you'd like to give us a call, 608-879-8255.
Well, you know, Trump actually thanked the immigrants for coming to the country.
Did he?
Cut 203.
All right.
And, he couldn't be more happy about the whole thing.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. So.
To all rapists, drug dealers, human traffickers, and murderers, welcome to America.
There you go, see?
Wow. It is important that you send a thank you note to Lion Kamala Harris, because without her, you would not be here.
Wow.
There you go. You know, Greg Sargent, he writes for the New Republic now. He posted this: during Trump's presidency, hundreds of thousands of migrants were released into the U.S. interior. Per calculations by one individual, it's credible that this fact is absent from our whole discourse on immigration. There is no serious scrutiny of Trump's claims about his own record. All right? And then, get this. Now, Kamala has an ad out.
Yeah.
And it shows she's talking about immigration policy. But, of course, doing that, you have to show the border. And in those shots of the border, they show the wall. That's where the wall is. It's on the border.
Right.
It wouldn't be any place else.
Got to have a shot of the wall.
So then she gets criticism for showing the wall that she has been criticizing all along. Now, I would never have made this connection, but CNN somehow made this connection, and this is outrageous. Aaron Burnett, you should really turn in your press card. Please, let's check this out. 193, I believe.
Okay.
Tonight, K-File investigates. In a new report, you'll see first out front. The K-File team scoured Kamala Harris's tweets and statements going all the way back to 2017. And what they found was more than 50 instances of Harris slamming Trump's border wall. But now, new Harris campaign ads actually showcase that very wall.
As a border state prosecutor, she took on drug cartels and jailed gang members for smuggling weapons and drugs across the border.
Right. They're talking about
On top of critical tweets, Harris also wrote in her 2019 book, quote, there was a bigger reason to oppose the border wall. A useless wall on the southern border would be nothing more than a symbol, a monument standing in opposition to not just everything I value, but to the fundamental values upon which this country was built.
Exactly.
How could I vote to build what would be little more than a monument designed to send the cold, hard message, keep out? Tell me more about what you found.
Yeah, that's right. We found more than 50 of those tweets criticizing the border wall before she used that in her ad.
Oh, no.
And I want people to take a look at just a few of what she said here. She called it wasteful, useless, yes. A waste of taxpayer money,
yep,
a
is.
Vanity wall project, yep. A yep. Wasteful border wall,
exactly.
A stupid wall,
yep.
A medieval vanity project, and an unnecessary wall.
Yep. Yeah. All true.
What's supposed to stop anyone from just getting a ladder and a rope and going over the wall?
Pole vaulting over
yeah,
the
exactly.
wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, people have made it over the wall.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Or dig underneath it.
Or just, you know, there are parts of the border that don't have a wall.
Exactly.
You just walk, go over there.
But I don't get how CNN was able to spin this.
Right.
Just because you're showing the border. That's where the wall is, and all of a sudden she's showing the wall because now she supports it. It's hypocrisy. No. It's hard to explain. I was really surprised to see CNN do this. Erin Burnett, of all people.
Yes. Yeah, so
maybe she's a mega. No. You never know.
It's hard to say.
These cult members, they change instantly. Before you're very young, you don't know it. They're out there.
Scary.
I'm always looking over my shoulder.
Hey, are you?
It's just like Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Well, you should relax. You know, you should really just take a moment.
I should just take it easy.
Yeah, take
here?
A deep breath. And you know, let me just tell you something. You know, because you get it all wound up. You got something to relax me? Yes, I do.
All right.
In fact, it's a Verlo mattress.
Ah.
The John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You need one of these, John. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Especially after, Sunday night. I can't sleep on Sunday nights.
I know. Why is that?
I don't know.
Wound up from the weekend?
Maybe you should just stay up all night long. Then you, I don't know, sleep some other time. Then work right through Sunday night into Monday morning.
Yeah, I pretty
great.
Much did that already. I've got something here about, remember when Kamala set Trump up? She trapped him constantly. She lured him in, and he fell for it every damn time.
Well, she's asking for another debate
it's
now.
Cut 194.
She's pushing for it.
Yeah, she really wants this thing, and it's kind of a Groundhog's Day thing, okay? So let's listen to this here.
And when I mention that, they go, oh, he's fallen into a trap. Because you ever see that? Whenever I criticize,
he's still reliving this.
All the stupid people, the anchors back there. Yeah, back there. Yeah. No, they say... He fell into a trap, her trap. She can't set a mental trap. There is no. But if she says something wrong, like in the debate, she said something wrong, I question it. She said another thing wrong, I made her look bad. She said another thing. They don't want me to ever question. They said, oh, he fell into a trap.
That's Groundhog Day. It really is.
He's just spinning his wheels.
But he's falling back into the trap by mentioning this.
He sounds like sarcastic in that. That's the first time I've ever heard him like show any sort of emotion or joke in his voice rather than just his usual annoying voice.
Yes.
It's actually kind of funny to hear.
The annoying voice.
Well, that's every time I hear his voice, I just, again.
I know. I'd like to process it and make it sound like Darth Vader, but we don't have a processor to do that, so that's fine. Okay. I'm good with it.
Work on that.
All right.
We got that.
We will.
All right. It is 7:48, and coming up, we've got some leftovers. We've got some,
we do.
This, that, and the other. Yeah. Some look ahead.
And keep in mind that later in the week, of course.
Right.
We have Busted Pencils on Thursday morning at 6:35.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got...
Yeah. We've got Rocker on Fridays.
That's right.
Mike McCabe on Wednesdays.
Got it all for you right here on the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX Madison.
Rules are rules and any of you can see.
don't need no riddle speaking prophets scaring decent folks like you and me. No siree.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Shop Verlo Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Verlo, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Verlo has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Verlo.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Sometimes the leftovers are the best part of the meal, right?
Not this time.
Not this time. 7:51.
Sorry to have to say that.
Traffic is moving along smoothly through downtown Madison this morning. And we'll reach a high close to 80 for this last day of September. Okay?
All right. This is the leftover that I don't think anybody's going to enjoy. But I'm going to play it anyway.
Bring it up anyway.
Yeah, well, that's what we do here. We expose the underside of living.
Okay.
What the heck was...
What?
Seemed like something fell from the sky. I don't know.
The sky is falling.
Yes.
That, it feels like that sometimes.
That's what's happening now. All right. Roseanne Barr is back, of course. You know, I found this cut. I just couldn't believe it. Right. Got some audio of her... with Tucker Carlson. What a combination. Apparently, there was a sudden need for the return of a traveling freak show. I'm going to play this, but as the Megas needled us last week, who listens to celebrities anyway,
right,
like Roseanne Barr, right? Let's listen to Roseanne Barr's opinion. Who cares about celebrities?
You know what I said? And when they didn't pass that safe law, boy, am I getting mad.
The safe law.
Do you know, Tucker, I better shut up.
No.
She's drunk.
Do you know how many people I had? Do you know what I do? Do you know what I've done since they stole that election in 2020? They gave us a goddamn COVID so we'd send in those mail order ballots and all that bullshit, and the post office cheated too. Everybody in this country cheated us out of our president in 2020. They made us sick. I'm sorry.
Go, baby.
Wow.
They overthrew the United States of America. They overthrew
what?
The Constitutional Republic of the United States. Of America!
I can't hear you.
And then they covered it up with their January 6th bullshit. With their insurrection.
Their insurrection.
Because the first thing President Trump did, God bless that man, and I love him, and everybody knows it. I love him more now than I ever loved him, and I loved him pretty damn good.
That hard.
He drove me out in a Bentley when I did my second HBO special at Trump Palace in Atlantic City, if you've seen it.
Oh, well,
he's always been a good friend and a good man.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's money.
And to me, yeah. And to a lot of other people. And, what was I saying? I'm old. I forget what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're going to forget.
And then January 6th.
They got a... Fauci gave everybody AIDS, too. Did you know that?
Well, there you go. That's really? Let's top it off with that
Somebody get the hook and get her off the stage. Good Lord. What a mess. She's lost it.
I think she's taken voice lessons. She sounds much better.
This is, okay, so for a Gen Zer, this is the Roseanne from the TV show in the 90s?
Yes.
Boy.
Celebrity.
Yeah.
Taking that limo. You know, life was tough back then. You know, it's just, you could tell, you know, and she really needed that help from Trump. And boy, he was there with
wasn't
he?
He was there for her.
He's ready to help anybody, even lowly people like Roseanne Barr.
She has lost her mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she has.
Mm. Okay. Hang on.
Oh, Catherine's we have a guest. She really likes Roseanne
Barr.
You're
not allowed in the studio when we're on the air. I don't know if you saw that memo or not, but it came from...
I just want to say, I've been listening since early this morning, and you guys didn't sound like the brightest bulbs in the whole chandelier.
That's Monday. What
with
do you
the
want?
Walking away from your cars on and coming back in the morning and finding your garage filled with... But Roseanne Barr beat you.
Oh, great.
She wins.
Super.
The stupid award of the day.
Thank you. Well, you know,
makes us feel
better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's
we're not that bad. Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody missed those early stories, but.
Okay. Wow.
I walked out this morning and found my car was still on.
That was this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
I know. Yeah, the thing is,
it's a senior moment.
These hybrid cars, they don't make enough noise.
That's it.
When you get out of the car, you can hear
they
the engine
make more noise.
But now they don't make any noise. They just sit there.
Right. Yeah, I know. Yeah. What are you going to do?
I'm just completely freaked out.
They should beep or something. They should do something as you walk away from the car.
They beep, but sometimes when you have a loud barking dog outside your car,
you
don't hear the beeping.
It's a problem.
Oh, it's a huge problem.
Oh, boy. Right. Just a minute to go here. We want to let you know tomorrow is going to be a special day here on the John and Gordy Show.
It is.
Yeah, it's October 1st, and we're going to have Bill and Judy Summers.
Everybody knows what October means.
What?
Christmas tree season.
It's Christmas tree season.
It's time to start thinking about it.
Well, yeah, and Bill and Judy Summers from the Summers Christmas Tree Farm will be joining us tomorrow morning here in the studio. We're going to have a lot of fun. Let me just say that. Because I've met them, and they're a hoot.
The contradiction.
Yeah, what?
Summers Christmas Tree Farm.
Summers Christmas Trees. Actually, it's been in their family for
quite a long time.
Yeah, we'll find out more about that. Yeah.
We always took our kids to a Christmas tree farm.
Did you?
To get our trees.
Saw down the own.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, you can still do that.
No, they're 25 and 22. That's not happening.
Well, I bet they would flash back to their youth if you took them to Summer's Christmas tree farm.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, why not?
No, that's a really good idea.
You could do that.
I want to do stuff with them again.
Well, yeah.
They don't want to do stuff with their dad.
They don't want to be seen with you or hang out with you at all. Why is that?
I don't know. It's something about, you know, growing up.
That's that age.
Yeah.
Hey, that's going to do it for us. But again, tomorrow morning, Summer's Christmas Tree Farm, Bill and Judy will
be here. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'm going to sing my way out. Okay.
All right. See you tomorrow.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we'll be back from California and be catching up on the news as well as Wisconsin events. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass, though. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.